Can you hear me?
Yes.
Not too loud? Hey everybody, hi. My name is Toby, I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm delighted to be here and also a little nervous. I usually will write out what I want to say, or at least put kind of outline form, and every time I thought about it, I really couldn't think about what to say, other than the fact that the topic jumped out at me when I decided I would volunteer and would share, and I looked at the topics, and there were a few items. This one, for some reason, really resonated. And I thought about what I would say, and I've been, you know, in my head saying it, but unable to really write things down. So I heard once at an anniversary meeting that this is a sharing of the soul, not a performance, and I am keeping that in mind and turning it over to higher power. So I came into OA not that willingly in 1990, right around this time of year, right before Thanksgiving. I knew about 12-step program because my husband, who was not my husband when I first heard about it, went to AA, and I started going to Al-Anon. And somebody I knew in Al-Anon shared as part of her story, she went to OA. And I had questions about it because when I went to AA meetings with my husband, I realized I really related a lot to what these alcoholics were talking about, especially if you substituted food, alcohol. I went to AA meetings with him, and I knew about OA, but I did not feel motivated to go. And one time I even found myself in an OA meeting by mistake, and I still didn't want to go. Yeah, what our denial will bring us. But I started talking to this woman, and she, you know, was very generous, very gracious, and she said, anytime you want to go to a meeting, you just let me know. And then I had my first awakening, which was I was at an event, and I really appreciate how they've done the food here. And it was a work event, and I just stopped eating meat, and they had almost nothing I could eat. When I told them I don't eat meat, they gave me a tiny salad, but it was like that serious, that big, and I get really cranky if I'm hungry. And I ate a couple rolls, a couple desserts, and on my way home, I thought I was going to bang the car into the, just have an accident. I was seeing red. I thought, normally I get this way about food. I started talking to this woman, and that would have been in June. And it wasn't till November that I went to my first meeting. And I don't know what happened in November. I often say, when I think back, I can't think of anything that was different on that day. But that day, I was willing. And she took me, called her up afterwards, said, I'd like to go to a meeting. We went to a meeting that night on a Tuesday. And on Saturday, we had in Rochester, I'm from this area, we had a share-a-thon. And I went to that, and I thought, boy, do I belong here. And the thing I've always felt that I've done right, if I've done anything right, it was this. I started coming to OA. I didn't get abstinent right away. It took me quite a while. But I simply kept coming back. Well, I knew sponsors, people I sponsored, people who were on fire for their recovery, who had tremendous weight loss. Someone who at that time had been there for 10 years, and at that time that seemed like a very long time, they went out. A lot of people went out. I've seen people, not everyone. Elaine was at one of my first meetings. But a lot of people came and left, and some of them came back, but a lot of them didn't. And I thought, well, that really is not a good thing. And the one thing I knew is I needed a program that was sustainable. I needed an eating plan that was sustainable. And the thing also that affected me was believing in the middle way. So when people were very extreme, I didn't think that they were wrong for them, but I knew that would be wrong for me. So I tried to have a of living and eating that was, keep using, is sustainable. And so I, you know, went to meetings, and I got a sponsor, and my first sponsor moved after a few months. And I got different sponsors who went out, and I sponsored people in the beginning, and a lot of people just kept leaving. And I thought, well, I don't know what's going on. And there were different meetings, and I was going to different meetings. And then I got a different sponsor, and then I spent a long time without a sponsor. And I thought, well, you know, I'm doing okay. I wasn't sponsoring people for a long time. But meanwhile, I'm going to meetings, I'm sharing, I'm talking to people outside the meetings, and I'm doing okay-ish. I would have occasional issues, and after about 6 months in, I realized I need sugar, and that was a big thing, because I always knew that I could never, ever give sugar up. And then one day, in my second spiritual awakening in the program, it was like, it would be easier not to eat this than to go through this every time I had sugar. So I gave up sugar. And I think part of the program has been a slow letting go of things that didn't serve me. As I said, I'm kind of going along. And then occasionally have problems. It was mostly eating too much, didn't feel that comfortable, you know. I would talk to somebody about it. And the woman who became my current sponsor mentioned that I seemed, that I was really stressing a lot about what I was eating and how I was eating. And I thought, she's right. I asked her to be my sponsor. She said yes. And then I didn't really call her that much. And she would occasionally say, hey, you know, and I would go, oh, yeah, for sure, give you a call. But I'm doing okay-ish in humming. I continue to come, I continue to go to meetings, I'm doing service, I'm doing all the things you're supposed to do, except I'm not really using my sponsor all that much. And then I decided I really needed to work with her more. I don't even, again, don't remember why. And I said, okay, no, I haven't been really using you much. Can we kind of re-op this relationship? And she said, yes, of course. And we were going to some of the same meetings. And she had a shift, and she got involved with a program for you. And I have to say, I had a lot of negative feelings. The woman I sponsored had been involved, and I saw her flame out, and other people she was involved in, we had some there, and I didn't really find it to be my cup of tea. My sponsor said, you know what, I'm giving everybody a chance to opt out of working with me if this is not what you want. So I thought, well, the truth is I'm not sure how I feel about that, but I know how I feel about her. I have a lot of respect and trust in her. So I said, no, let's just let her working this way change the way she worked with me. So we started meeting more, and we started working on the big book more, and we started doing the AA 12 steps more. She wanted me to go through the steps. I'd already been through the steps a few times. This is the resting on your laurels piece. I had already gone through it. I wasn't sure I had a need to go through it again. I did. And she talked about prayer. Well, I already had a practice, a meditation practice, and I thought I was doing all the right things. But she started asking me a lot of questions. And I wasn't all that keen on that. And then she talked about things like memorizing the third step prayer. And we discussed that for weeks. I can't say I was the most compliant person. That's not a bad thing, by the way. I spent a lot of my life complying and then defining, right? And I have a lot of people-pleasing history. So I wasn't going to get into that here. And I'm like, I don't know. Why do I have to do it? And she goes, well, what about it? Do you not like it? And I'm like, I don't know if I believe it. It's kind of Christian. I'm not Christian. About it is Christian. And there were a lot of things. We had a lot of back and forth, which I gather shows engagement. We were engaged. And we start going through the literature together. She wants a step. I said, I already did a fourth step. Why am I doing another fourth step? She goes, because I think that's the way we should work together. And we start doing that. I just recently finished a fourth and fifth. And I realized that over time, I have slowly become more willing. not right away, and not that easily. All the things that helped me initially and that served me initially, the middle way and not getting too crazy, those were good things, but my program is getting flat. I guess that's why the resting on your laurels piece really appealed to me. I didn't even know what that meant. My husband explained that they gave laurels out to winners of the Olympics in Greece and that people kind of just rest on them. Sounds kind of nice. But when I was just doing what I was doing, I wasn't growing anymore. I realized I needed to keep growing spiritually in the program. And this meeting I go to, after the Serenity Prayer, they started adding, "Your will, not mine, be done." That was another thing I didn't like. Again, they started with "thy will," and I really hate that "thy, thou" stuff. And I brought it up at a group conscience meeting. Like, no longer am I going to just do things because people want me to do them. And we talked about it, and they said, "Well, what if we said your will?" And I said, "Okay, I guess I can go with that." So after going through all these years of doing okay, staying in over 30 years, I was confronted with having to grow and be more willing. And I was just talking to my sponsor earlier, and she said, "Yeah, your willingness has really grown." And I realized one of the things I've always loved, the literature here is, I don't know if people know the Welcome Back pamphlet, where it talks about you don't have to be 100% willing. You just have to be 1% more willing than unwilling, just 51% willing. I think I spent a lot of my time in program being 51% willing. I've been abstinent. I've stayed in. But I can only use that I've stayed in for so long, right? I also have to grow. I can't just stay lame. So I have found that with a sponsor, a new way, in a more intimate way, has really helped me grow. And miracle of miracles, people started asking me to sponsor them. And I was a little, I'm not sure, I'm busy, I travel a lot, I've got a lot going on. A couple people were a little insistent, like me to sponsor them. I wasn't sure what was their problem. But I realized I had to say yes, because as my sponsor told me, if you're not sponsoring, you're working an 11-step program, not a 12-step program. As soon as I said yes to one, several other people asked me, and I've been saying yes, because no matter how busy I am for this, because it's not just their well-being, which is important, but in my well-being, I get better by sponsoring. I can help them by sharing my story, my experience, strength, and hope. But I get better from that process. My sponsor wanted me to start doing a daily reading, which I did on and off over the years. But my sponsor suggested that I send a copy of the reading with comment. So I started doing that. And then I suggested that the people I sponsor do it to me. So now every morning I send a reading and I get 3 readings. Really starts my day off really well. And one of the people I was sponsoring decided she wants to do another program, but she's still sending me the reading. I said, "That's great." This all, I guess, just shows that you can teach a dog new tricks, that even after many years, decades in the program, you can get a new lease on life, and that working with others, working with a sponsor, not just a casual, "Hey there, doing okay," or texting, that's even better, and you don't actually have to talk. Talking to a sponsor, talking with sponsees, not resting on your laurels, it's giving new life to the program, and I'm just all the better for it. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Kathy C. I am a recovered compulsive overeater, just for today, from Montreal, Canada.
Hi, Kathy.
You okay?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Right. So I was voluntold to do service here today, and this was the only thing that was available. And it's funny because driving here with a member, you know, I said, oh, I think I'm just, well, she said, oh, we might sign up. How about I sign up for some service? And I said, well, that would be great. I said, but I just want to rest. I just, you know, I have been so busy. And then, you know, how ironic the topic I'm speaking on is don't rest on your laurels. So it's quite hilarious. And so I know God is there. God is for my learning. And hopefully I can help someone here today. That is really my objective. Is really my goal is to do God's will. A little bit about myself. I just want to spend a few minutes with I. So, like many of you, I assume you came to OA because you couldn't stop eating, either under eating, overeating. We had that mental twist, like it talks about, where you want, you know, to abstinence, try to follow a plan of eating, couldn't, and you were baffled and suffering and often. Usually when you practice something, right, you're supposed to get better. And here I was practicing dieting, practicing, you know, going to the gym longer, doing some, you know, aesthetic treatment. Yeah, maybe that will make me happy. And you know, another plan, a food plan, another sponsor, you know, still relying on that. But I was getting worse. I was getting worse even in OA. And I was just coasting when I got here. I don't think I wasn't listening, or the main reason why I'm 12-step program is 12 steps. I kind of missed it. I'm like, oh, maybe it's, you know, show me how to eat. I want to be the moderate eater again. You know, I wanted another solution. You know, I wanted door number 3 book and from others. You know, either I'm to continue like I'm going, you know, to the bitter end, blotting out, you know, intolerable, right, situation, which is me trying to be abstinent, right? I'm like, okay, we'll try again tomorrow. Or the other way is to ask for, those are the only two, you know, I don't even have a choice. I can't choose one or the other. It's just the way it is. It's either I'm walking this path, right, eating, trying to do it by myself, with my own will, with human aid, except spiritual health. That's it. There's no door number 3. And I was still searching for door number 3. I thought if I was skinny, then I'd be happy. And you know what? I got skinny. I still wasn't happy. Yeah, I have to get skinnier. I don't know. That's how insane I was. That's how far I was from any divine help. And coming to the meeting, I believe God was always was there. I didn't realize it was God. I just thought, oh, well, okay, this is a new idea. Let's follow it. Meeting a woman in program who asked, you know, I would complain and I don't know what's going on, and I'm in a program, and actually I was just a member of OA. I really wasn't in program. To be in program, you know, she shared, you actually have the worth of action. Program meaning there are, you know, that outline, there are steps to do. And so I was just a member. I would just come in. And I said, well, what do you do? What do you mean? She goes, well, right now, she says, I'm recovered. I'm living in 10, 11. And, well, what does that mean? She goes, okay, well, we'll call me and we'll talk about it. So I did call her. She asked me to open up, you know, more. And it has us continuing, right, what we learned in the inventory and the step work. And I said, well, I've done the step work and she goes, so what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know, I'm not doing much, am I? I was like, I didn't know what to answer. And she goes, yeah, that's the problem. You can't stop. There's no stopping. There's no stopping here. We don't graduate, you know. And so I asked her to be my sponsor, to take me through the steps. And so that would be about maybe, so I came in OA in 2013. And I, in 2013, I came in. I think it was 5 years into, I finally decided to work the big book, the steps. She helped me, continued on, had a relapse, because again, I rested, right? I took a little break. I wasn't, I wasn't, you know, doing my morning prayer and meditation. And then the food started getting louder because, you know, my contact with a higher power was getting lower and softer and further.
I had stuff to do.
I had care of my family. There was medical stuff. And then, of course, the food was like, oh, well, you know, that can't hurt me. I'm okay. And so the food, again, I started food that create this allergy of the body, and it's real for me. And I denied it for so long. I said, I never have had a problem. Like, my dad was a pastry chef, and he'd always have pastries on the weekend, and I'd have my cannoli, or I'd have my eclair, and that was it. I was okay. I was 16, 17. That's my mind, you know, I got stuck on. I wanted to still be the person who I was. But actually, that same person would have become who I am today. Eventually, I had the ism. I didn't have power in my life, and that was the problem. And I thought, I just wanted to be skinny, and if I'm skinny, I'd pay, or if I'm just abstinent, really, that would be okay, right? That would be the goal, is just, you know, just let me abstain so I can stop this pain. It still continued. So when I decided, again, when I relapsed, that I have no choice. And this was recently 5 years since my last cancer. This is how it's if we work together. I said, okay. She said, I want you, first of all, do you believe in God? I said, yeah, I believe in God. Okay, good. Like, what about your food? How's your food? You have a plan of food? Does it work for you? I said, yes, when I follow it. You know, she goes, okay, great. She goes, next, I want you to pray and meditate half an hour every day. Like, half an hour every day. That, to me, was like, oh, what am I going to do half an hour? Like, okay. I just sit there? Like, what? Like, I was trying to, I needed help. I didn't understand how this was going to work for me. And so she says, I'm going to send you some spiritual passages, and you find yourself some spiritual passages, and talk to God. Just talk to God. And she goes, oh, and reach out to people, see where you can be of service, you know, where you could go. And I'm like, well, it's COVID, it's March now, we're not allowed. You know, she goes, well, go out and take your garbage, your neighbor's garbage out. And I'm like, my neighbor's garbage, like, it's COVID, like, I'm not allowed. Like, well, my husband's going to say, wait, crazy woman. So I understood what she said, but I did other service. But this is how it all seemed to me. It seemed very haunting, but it was still better than not doing anything. I said, you know what, I'll give this a try. And so she said, 1 week. And the plan, I had to follow a plan of eating. And she says, if that doesn't work, or if you feel like you're gaining weight, or you will gain weight, we'll just call all this off. And 1 week went by. Following a plan, I was full the whole time because I would usually, like, starve and binge. And so I had to eat, like, you know, 3 meals and a snack. And the week I was like, oh my gosh, I actually did lose, like, you know, I had only like 20, big in the head, but, so we continued on, and she helped me. She helped me so much, helped me see what the step work, and she said to me, now you're going to have to go help others. I had to, and I was like, well, what do I do, what do I say? She goes, well, just what I told you, just what we did together, and so I was like, okay, and I had answered previously. But this time, I felt less on me, more on between them and God. And so my experience with this last recovery, so that sponsor, thank you. So that sponsor says, like, okay, bye-bye now, fly away. I have other little, you know, little chickadees to take care of. You go find your fellowship. You go build your, you know, your God squad, and you go find, and if you need me, just give me a call. Well, later, I find myself, I feel free. I still don't feel as, you know, that great, you know, the sponsor, the godsend. And there was a person, we had similar things going on in our lives. And so that the sponsor before this one told me I had to find a higher power, build a relationship with power. And this one here showed me how, but I knew how to pray. Right, I would say this prayer, the set aside prayer, you know, the fear prayer, you know, you name it, I would say it. What I did not have, you know, that, you know, abandonment, like it talks about, right? I abandoned myself. And when I did, you know, praying and meditating, it did grow. I did have a relationship with power. How it looked like, and you know, like it asks us on page 6, right, on awakening. And so I would just really follow what the big book asked me to do from the very beginning. I recovered. I was able to abstain from food. I don't have that mental obsession. It was removed from me at some point when I was doing the steps. I don't know how or when. I never ever thought I would never eat a piece of cake or be okay with not eating a piece of cake. Like, it would not bother me. That is a miracle. That is one of the first miracles. Not what I did got me, but it is my responsibility. I had to apply myself, and I had to, the only thing I could apply my willpower is sitting full person and I direct my thinking, how I am, to be with this your power and thinking about my day. And here I ask God for what? For inspiration, for intuitive thought vision. I don't have to be abstinent. His job. It was mine. I had to know that those foods create something in me. Doesn't create maybe for any of you here or anybody outside, but I had to know for myself. I had to concede to my innermost self this would never change. I would never leave. So my plan of eating, right? So abstinence for all of us is the same. We have been, right, from compulsively eating, right? And we work towards and maintain a healthy body. Food plan is different. What you eat, what you can eat, that's your honest truth. So here I continue to ask every day, as it tells me here, to add. And I'm having, you know, I make conscious contact with God. And sometimes, I'm just trying to find, we ask ourselves that we're, yeah, so when I pray and meditate, if I want things to happen, I don't ask God for selfish reasons, not for me. I really ask, you know, how can I be helpful to that person? Is there, should I, is there a problem? Use me, help me be most useful today. Where would you have me be? Who would you have me talk to? Come to me, and this is the practice that I practice. And I don't do it perfectly, because perfection doesn't exist. You know, that kind of attitude, perfectionism, just wants to disqualify me from God's love. There's no such thing. I am already worthy, as we all are here. It doesn't say here that we are not worthy of God. We all have this. Having prayed and meditated, having done the inventory, resting on our laurels, right? This is from the page here. So this after doing our step nine amends, right? Because we do inventory, and here we've been getting closer to God, right? Because every step of food anymore, it really becomes the relation to higher power, right? So we have to clean house, right? We have to get right with ourselves, and the inventory helps us get close to God. So we're at step 10 here, and I continue, right? Step 10 asks me to continue to take personal inventory. My personal, they're doing this wrong. Why are they still saying that or doing that? I have to look at myself. Where am I, you know, dishonest in myself? Is what's happening? How do I know what things should be? No better than their higher power, things should be. They have their own higher power. It is for the greater good here. I have to work on, I have to see me, that selfish of me, again, afraid of things not happening. God will remove this from me. I have to work harder into helping others, right? And I make amends when I'm wrong and when I harm someone. And so then it continues. It says, it is easy to let up on a spiritual program of action and rest on our laurels. So laurels are like achievements, right? And we're headed for trouble if we do. For alcohol is a sudden foe. So food is why we don't rest. We are not cured of alcoholism. What for us we have is a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. What is my spiritual condition, right? Or am I helping others? Did I ask God? What are my thoughts today? Am I still concerned about me? Well, every day is a day. So every day is a day when we must carry the vision of God's will into our activities. So it's not my will. So I ask God, help me see this as you would. Help me love this person. Help me accept this. Again, how can I be helped? Would you need me to be? Who can I help today? And only we have help. How can I best serve thee? Thy will, not mine, be done. These are thoughts which must go with us constantly. So constantly. It's not just here and there once in a while. We can exercise our willpower along this line all we wish. It is the proper use of the will. So here's where I come in. The only thing I can apply myself is to ask God, what is your will? Delight me in doing today. Can be at work, can I be at work? I can talk, I have a telephone, I have like half an hour today to you know, who can I help today? Wherever I go. Then it says we continue on here, right? If we have carefully followed directions, right, which is all in here, it's all in here, the directions. This is why I have this big book here. This is what we're in to stay recovered here. I just follow what this little book tells me here because it really brings me to God. That's what it does. To some extent, we have begun to sense the flow of His Spirit into us. Like we hear a lot the language of heart, and that's what it is. Why the heart? Well, the heart is the thing that, you know, connects, you know, to keep us alive, of course, right? This is God too, right? I know God by heart. God's inside all of us. We all have that. Just like if we could feel love, God for me is love. And so I want to go back to that. Help me return to love. Eyes with your loving Spirit. I have spiritual cataracts. God, you see perfectly. I don't. And so here we have begun to develop this vital sixth sense. So we're still at the very beginning here. It's the sixth sense. Right? We have five senses. Well, this is the spiritual nature. This is what does for me and helps me stay with dimension. But we must go further, and that means more action. So it's our step 11, prayer and meditation. Right, so I do this, like it says, on awakening, during the day and at night. So it doesn't really give me much room to do anything else but always ask God's will, wherever I'm at, whomever I'm with in any situation. And I sense that there's something off. So it's like, where's God? God is everything or God is nothing. It's a quiet time, and I pause, and I seek God, and I ask, well, what am I to see? What am I missing? And I work with others, step 12, absolutely. This practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. So I don't do Netflix for 3 hours. I could do Netflix for an hour and a half, and then I know, oh, it's time to help others make the call. And that is how I don't rest on my laurels. I keep working the path.
Oh, here's the monitor test.
Can we skip beginner?
Oh, it's a little late. We could say this first.
Oh, I guess. No, we open up for share.
Oh, first.
Okay, here we go.
Good timer.
Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm a compulsive eater.
Michelle.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much, both of you. I find this program very exciting. There's no conversation or share or reading or where I don't hear something new. Never. I'm sitting here thinking, it's such a gift to be always looking for the new thing. And I think program's really exciting. I think there's so much. Resting is way more boring than being in program, but it does take a lot of focus. Like, I'm not focused on this at all. So sometimes if I lose focus, I might feel tired or bored. And then I have to be like, wait. And some speakers, like our speakers today, were so easy to listen to. And sometimes I'm having a hard time listening to a speaker, but if I tune in, I really hear something from everyone. So I can't say enough how important it is to share, because everything you say, I learn something from everything everyone says. It's on me to pay attention, but it's on me, like, with God's help. So that's what I
want
to share. Thanks.
Which we neglected to say, the fourth line, this is being recorded and your sharing demonstrates your consent to be recorded. If you wish to remain anonymous, please use a fictitious name or choose not to share. Please say where you're from and how long you've been in OA, but devote your share to your OA experience, strength, and hope on the topic of this workshop.
Margaret Ann, I'm a very grateful compulsive eater. I used to eat compulsively.
Hi, Margaret Ann.
I'm from Cambridge, Massachusetts, Metro West Intergroup. I came into Overeaters Anonymous in February of 1990 at 215 pounds of chain smoking, suicidal fun. And I became abstinent in November. I call November 15th of 1990 my abstinence date. I didn't know that my last binge was my last binge, but what I knew was that I could not, as much as I didn't want to put the food down, I could not withstand another set of the threefold holidays eating the way I was eating. And I just said, God, I know it's supposed to be a day at a time, but I have to get absent before Thanksgiving next week. And it worked. So, you know, I don't know. Anyway, so yes, I've been around for a while, and thank you, God. I haven't had to return to compulsive eating. I do not have anything like, you know, continuous back-to-back, no green bean left behind, or you know what I mean, like whatever. But I have not had to binge. I have not had maintaining a weight loss of around like 70, 75 pounds pre- and post-menopause. Anyway, and I have copious laurel prints in my butt. And the weird thing is, like on the one hand, I think, you know, people who know me would say, oh, you work a really hard program. And yet at the same time, I feel like I do exactly enough to get by. And what I mean by that is I really am kind of lazy. One of the good things about this program is that it forms habits. So I'm in the habit of taking these phone calls. I'm in the habit of going to these meetings. And so the repetition makes it easy. I'm in the habit of weighing and measuring things. I'm in the habit of packing my lunch. The thing is, though, that habits can become, you know, them in themselves can become, great, thank you, a way of thinking I'm doing enough. It's fine. And I was actually having a conversation earlier about where do I need to grow? What am I not seeing? One benefit that I have is I have a sponsor who's 3 years and gone abstinent. And you would never, if you talk to her, you would never really know it because she just brings such curiosity and such spirit of freshness to her program. And because she's my sponsor, you know, there's always some little workshop, literature study that we're doing together with other people, sometimes just two or three of us. And that really helps me. I'm also easily peer pressured. I identify in 1995, everybody in my area, it seemed like all the cool kids were going to this thing called a HOW meeting. So I resented them until I decided, thank you, that I'm out of time. I would start doing it. And so every fad that comes along, and you know what they are if you've been around for a while, I will eventually check out. And they may not all be for me, but, you know, it helps. So I'm going to keep coming.
Overeater from Central Massachusetts.
Hi, Kathy.
I've been away for 29 years, and I've had success, a lot of success with some pieces of it, and not so much success with other pieces of it. But I'm sitting here thinking, what does resting mean? What does resting on your laurels mean? Well, resting to me means I'm gone to sleep, or I'm sitting in my recliner and I'm resisting getting up and doing anything. And resting on my laurels means I'm telling myself, I've done enough. I don't need to do any more. No matter where I am, that's enough. It's good enough. Well, thought about I'm a slow learner or I'm a late bloomer. And I think, well, so what? You're moving forward. I don't need to keep up with anybody else. I need to work my program. It's not a race. You know, I'm 72 years old. I'm not going to be able to run 3 miles like somebody in their 30s can do. And I look at my garden and I think, well, why is the flower that blooms in April any better than the one that blooms in October? It's all gorgeous. I show up every day. I'm open to learning whatever comes along. The big book says more will be revealed to me. As long as I'm looking for the thing to learn, something new will be revealed to me. And that's moving forward in my program. Thank you.
Thank you.
MMB, otherwise known as the Crazy Cat Lady.
Hi.
And I am abstinent today. I've been abstinent for, I'm from Rochester. I've been abstinent for 18 months now, and good. I'm 100 pounds over the past few years. It's come off slowly, and I wasn't abstinent for all that. But somehow it happened. I still have no idea how. But it's a gift to be able to get up here and say, I'm still abstinent today. It's the day that matters. I have to make sure that I'm on top of things. I stay in touch with higher power. I have to stay in touch with my spouse. I have to make sure that when I go to the store, I am not picking something that I'm not putting in my body. Sometimes it's a struggle. The times now, it's okay, and it's easy, and I don't have a problem. And there are times I walk by something, and I look at it and say, poison, what it will do to me. So I want to say thank you to her. I want to say thank you to all of you, sharing and just being here and listening.
Hi, I want to thank you both so much. It was really meaningful for me. My name's Shari. I'm from Montreal. I've been in program 22 years, and I'm sharing a lot. I made myself promise to share it every what is this session I went to. And I guess the best me in the afternoon, because I really got a serious message today. 2 years ago, I traveled for 6 months. I work, I went with my spouse, we traveled, and I gained some weight, not a lot of weight. And when I came home, I lost half of it. And in the last 18 months, I have not lost the other half of it. And it's really been on my mind. And I realized that I've been resting on my laurels. And it's not so much the weight, it's just the few pounds, really. It's what those pounds are torturing me, and they're taking me away from thinking about or doing other things in the program that I think are more important than the weight. So I think I need to get off my laurels and do it. Like, I need to do what I need to do to lose those last few pounds so I feel so I can do the work. Or maybe I've got it asked backwards. I need to do the work so that I'll lose the weight. I'm not in charge. My sponsor always says I'm not in charge of my weight, so I can't really do it to lose the weight. Do more service, do more praying, do not be lazy. Like, I'm in a rut. I do everything I'm supposed to do, but I just do it. I just do it. Blah, blah, blah. I have to do it with a little bit more finesse and a little bit more spirit. And just up everything a little bit more. And so hopefully my higher power will see fit to make my genes fit better the next year I'm here. All right, thank you for letting me share.
Thank you.
My name is Gloria, and I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm here from Beverly, Massachusetts, and grateful that you're all here today, too. I did just the opposite. I told myself I wasn't going to talk today. I was just going to listen. I was just going to listen. And I don't know why, but I've spoken, I think, at every meeting. And that's the way it was supposed to be. And this young girl right here said she didn't know what she had done to help anybody today, and she helped me. You know, we shared in a different meeting something that you had to talk to somebody you didn't know. And at the end of it, the last thing she said to me was, use the word God. And I had to think about it, in that I haven't been connecting on that very private way with my God, and not how I used to do it. And so I know what I need to do is go home and do an inventory and get myself back on track. I'm abstinent, you know, pretty comfortable and everything, but I can see that there's so much more I should be doing. And I was just so grateful for you today, and just so grateful for this whole convention. And at one point, I didn't think I was coming. And it's probably been the best convention I've been to in a very long time. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm Jan from New Hampshire.
Hi, Jan.
I can't believe I'm doing this. This is great. You know what? The topic alone made me really reflect and think on my program. I came into program in 6 years. Well over 200 pounds, and had lost weight before it could come, because, you know, that's what I did. I was a great yo-yo dieter, but the and I lost a lot of weight. And oh, good, I weighed less than I weighed in high school, you know, that kind of thing. And I clothes were fitting from one season to the next, you know, one year to the next. It was like amazing. Then I started getting, I want to say lazy. Somebody said lazy, right? And it's just what it is. It's resting on my laurels and feeling, not that the weight is that important. I'm old and I'm never gonna. It's the other things, and I just don't want to be resting on my laurels anymore. And it is the higher power that I, that personal connection go. I'm not given the time to it. Where's my time? I never look at it. So anyway, so yeah, that is helping me right now. So I appreciate both of your sharing and that it. Is kind of a little bit inspired that I need to get what I did at the beginning, right? I think about the program and that one thing that was popping into my mind when one of you were talking is that, you know, my mother passed away and she had this favorite she ate every single night right before bed. And so my sister and I always on her birthday would go out and celebrate that. And it was for years. And then when I came into program, it was like, food plan, what am I going to do? And I just said, I'm going to do. And it, I don't know, I went out with my sister. She had that treat. I sat there with a glass of water, and I was fine. I have, like, early in program, I used to eat every single night after dinner in front of the TV. That is what I did. I prayed to God, and I just said, I shouldn't went away. So if I don't connect with this higher power, I'm going to have these slips that are constant instead of the abstinence that I want. So I'm very grateful that I came today, and I really appreciate the topic because I don't want to have those prints on my butt from my laurels. So thanks very much.
Right now is feeling most too inspired, so... Come on, let us hear it.
I'm Paulette, compulsive over here. I've been in the program about 20 years. I was 275 pounds. I lost 150 pounds in the first, or 110 pounds rather, in the first place. Then I guess I rested on my laurels because it slowly slipped in. And that time, after those 3 years, I've been kind of in and out of relapse. But now I have to say that I've had almost months of, I did notice that something's going on, you know, I'm resting on my laurels, like I'm not making enough time in the morning to be able to do my prayer and meditation the way I should. This fast, you know, thank you God, you know, pray for these people and help me out. And there you go, you know. And read a little bit out of the big book and close my day. So that's really why I wanted to come to this, because I knew something going on, and really thank you.
I thought you were.